The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction of our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Thank you. And now it's time for The Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show.
You are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network at eurofolkradio.com. And now, it's the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello everybody and welcome to this Thanksgiving special. We hope that you're all having a wonderful Thanksgiving over in the United States. And any others of you around the world who celebrate Thanksgiving, I know that it's a special time of year for those of you that do, so we hope that you're having a wonderful time today. I'm delighted to be joined by my good friend, excellent researcher, Dr. Eric Karlstrom for this Thanksgiving show today, so I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, hi Andy. It's always good to extend our discussions as we've been doing for the last several years now.
It is, and we've got, in light of our last show, Eric has been doing some absolutely fantastic work on narrations with music that he puts together in the background. That enables us to get audio out that's quite succinct based upon articles he puts together or the research of others. And quite funnily enough, we've been speaking for about 25 minutes before we started recording, and that's always a danger, folks. It's my fault, because sometimes you can get through some good material there and you don't remember necessarily if you said it in the pre-show chat or if you said it on the show. But one thing I forgot to ask Eric, which only happened to me about a couple of hours before when I was having lunch, I was on the Before It's News site and I found an article about Agenda 21 by Lorraine Day, and I was like, oh, I know Lorraine, she's been on the show several times, great guest, very popular, a wonderful lady. So I'm reading it all through, and at the bottom it was put up by Dr. Eric Karlstrom, and I was like, wow, I'm speaking to Eric later. And so that was quite strange, but no, it's fantastic to get that material out, Eric. And of course the variety of mediums that we can use are very important, and this leads me to my next point, which is not a happy one. People will know who've been listening to this show that Tex Mars sadly passed away on November 23rd, and the tribute show that I did with Adrian Krieg and Mark Dankoff went out on Monday. But Eric has been very taken as well with Tex's work over the years, and indeed he's transcribed some of his material also. He's been in contact with Tex directly, so I'd like to give Eric the opportunity to pay his tribute to Tex. So Eric, I'll hand over to you now to do that.
Well, Tex, as you know, Andy, is one of my real heroes. He was spent his whole life, died at 75, spent his whole life really putting together two very important subjects, and that is, of course, biblical prophecy and geopolitics. And so he, as a former Air Force officer for 22 years, who has actual experience as an Air Force officer and in how the world works in that manner, he was a communications expert who actually worked, led groups of people transcribing codes for people like Henry Kissinger. He really understood how the system works. And my gosh, I must have 50 of his Power of Prophecy programs still on CD, and maybe 15 or so of his DVD and VHS tapes. What a tremendous output the man had. I think he wrote over 70 books on a variety of subjects. But he really paved the way, I think, in many ways for the work that we're doing in some ways. Dr. Lorraine Day, you mentioned, another wonderful person. I mean, this is a dangerous field we're in, Andy, as you know, especially as things progress. telling the truth in a post-truth society. But you do rub shoulders with some really great people, Dr. Lorraine Day, Tex Mars, and we'll be talking today about Kay Griggs, who I have a very, very high regard for as a Christian, as a scholar, and as a human being. These are giants, and yet they, of course, they have to suffer through a lot of persecution nowadays and death threats, as we'll discuss as we go along. But Tex's faith, I think, carried him through some very, very difficult times. I think he was certainly attacked spiritually as well as politically, but always with a great happiness and a sense of humor about him. Just truly a great man. And we know that he's in a better place now. So thank you, Tex, for your wonderful contribution to humanity.
Yes, I couldn't have said it any better, Eric. Thank you so much for that. And one thing I will read out, and this wasn't up there on the Monday, of course, it's been a very difficult time for Tex's family and all at Power of Prophecy, but there is a note now at the top of the Power of Prophecy site, which I'm going to read. Tex Mars has gone home to be with the Lord. Tex Mars passed to his heavenly home Saturday evening, November 23rd, to be with his Saviour, whom he loves with all his heart. Tex had been physically failing for some time, with a combination of heart, kidney and lymphedema issues. He would be down for a time, bounce back for a bit, and then relapse, each time recovering less and less. Wanda started calling the family together. A week ago, last Saturday, he asked Wanda and his sister to take him to the hospital, and he never recovered. His wife Wanda and many of the grandchildren were by his side when he passed. Services with full military honours will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, November the 27th, at Cook Walden Mortuary. So, of course, that was all yesterday, folks. So please continue to keep Tex's family, all at Power of Prophecy, in your prayers, and of course his Bible home church, both the people involved and the people who followed both of those great endeavors, Bible home church and Power of Prophecy. So Eric, before we dive into the Kay Griggs material, now we've got a one of your narrations that we're going to play. Do you want to introduce that, or do you want me to go straight ahead and play that and comment afterwards?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hear that and we can discuss it. There's so much information. I would ask people, you know, I've been a musician for many years, so what I've done is I've just trying to find ways to get information, important information out. So what I've done is I've taken some of my songs on piano, banjo, and guitar, and then used them as a backup track for narrations of a whole variety of things, which are on my website. So my websites are gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, NWO.com, naturalclimatechange.com, sanluisvalleywaterwatch.com, and then my music site is ericcarlstrom.com. And so what I'm just combining what I have available, which is the music with the information, hoping that this might be an effective way to help the information come out. And so I've got on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com two extended articles about Kay Griggs, great American woman. I invite people to go check it out. One's called Kay Griggs, Ex-Military Wife Interviews. I've got about 8 hours of interviews she did in 1998 with Reverend Strawcutter. And she was trying to save her life. She's being targeted in a military targeting program, which she, being a very brilliant woman, figured out pretty quick. And then there's a follow-up interviews in 2005 with Daryl Bradford Smith and Jeff Rentz. And the subtitle of this article is U.S. Military is a Mind Control Operation by Sexual Deviants, Homosexuals, Pedophiles. So what I've done is I've posted these interviews and I've transcribed parts of them. And then in the other one, I focus in on the question, and this is the title of the article, who and what is, quote, the brotherhood, the firm, the syndicate that she refers to, how does it and their organized stalking system work? Highlights from Kay Griggs' interviews of 1998-2005. So here is getting it from a horse's mouth, a political insider with a bachelor's and master's in history, descendant of of James Madison, the guy who, one of the guys who wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, an old distinguished Virginia family, highly connected, maybe kind of the equivalent in America of your royalty over there, Andy. And she underwent hell at the hands of the Marines. But we'll hear about that story. So let's get right into it here.
Thank you very much, Eric. And can you just give also the audience, is it your music website? That's ericcarlstrom.com.
Yeah, ericcarlstrom.com has about 20 CDs on it that I've made over the years. And this is what kind of feeds me. I love nature and I love music, and this keeps me going and always has.
Yes, well, please, that's the only place where you can actually support Eric financially by getting hold of his CDs. And of course, you'll hear in these narrations that he's put together, and we may have a song for you later as well, what an accomplished musician he is. So now let's go ahead with The Brotherhood, and this is The Testimony of Kay Griggs. Here we go.
The following is from 1998 and 2005 interviews of Ms. Kay Griggs, political insider, targeted individual, and descendant of founding father James Madison. Ms. Griggs holds bachelor's and master's degrees in history. My former husband of 11 years, Marine Corps Colonel George Griggs, would get drunk and tell me everything. My ex-husband was a NATO intelligence, wet operations, psychological operations guy. Yes, George was the chief of staff for the Marine Corps, for, quote, Gray's boys, the assassins, who were working with General Steiner, General Jim Joy, and General Chuck Krulak. And they work in the Nelson Rockefeller group in the Republican Party. Actually, they were working both sides, Democrat and Republican, with people like Walt Rostow, and they're all... dot, dot, dot. My husband was head of special operations. In special operations, all people are part of this firm. Once they get to be colonel, they get initiated, they get drunk, dine in, shell back, have anal sex, group sex. If they are in special operations and they are Marines, they're all homosexuals. It's kind of like the fast road to the top. SEALs, etc. This is the norm. There were Israelis at these parties, intelligence people. Intelligence? There's no intelligence there. There's perversion. They're all nudists. Makes it easier, you know. My former husband was way above Bo Greitz's level, who I believe was an Army guerrilla commando. My husband's circle included Henry Kissinger, Crow, Admiral Alexander Haig, Marine Corps and former National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane, Marine Lieutenant General Victor Krulak. You see, General Al Gray is the control guy. Generals Al Gray and Jim Joy are the big guys. There's a group within the Marine Corps that has gone to Princeton and Annapolis who are in the upper echelons of the Marine Corps. It has to do with which colleges they went to, the secret societies, eating clubs, etc., and their associations in Vietnam, and their chic NATO Defense College in Rome experiences. They are very insecure. This brotherhood that my husband was in feels they are totally above the law. They protect each other, and they are determined to destroy this country. It's an international brotherhood, and it is very much Freemasonic. The people in charge of the men who were doing these homosexual things to my husband were Jewish people, Oppenheimer and those. The poor boys, the recruited students at Princeton, didn't hardly have time to go to class. They were under the Germans, the ones who have the quote-unquote German disease, homosexuality. I'm sure they did the same thing to John Nash of A Beautiful Mind. The Freemasons have a ladder, and they are always climbing because they are very insecure. They give each other lots of medals. Rummy, Donald Rumsfeld, went to NATO when Nixon's world was falling in, which saved him and protected him. Interviewer Jeff Rentz, who are these people? Is this group an enforcement arm of the Illuminati? Griggs, yes, they are. They are connected with the Joint Chiefs, NSA, and the White House.
George told me that they wear different hats, and it doesn't really matter which hat they wear. He had different passports with different names. I felt as though he might even have had a double. He was very insecure and robotic. Who's behind all this? It's Caspar Weinberger, Henry Kissinger, Nicholas Walt Whitman Rostow, Eugene Debs Rostow. What's going on here? These guys are not even born in America. They're all Jews. They're training mercenaries now to kill on an order. Not killing because people are breaking into their homes, not killing because they're bad, but just, we want to control this country. That's what George told me. It's political. The Marine Corps is the political arm of a group that wants to run everything. Control the drugs, sell the weapons, keep the weapons and drug money flowing. This brotherhood is a very small group. George Griggs, Bob Edwards, Donald Rumsfeld, William Colby, George Shultz, Frank Carlucci, and Alan Dulles. Dulles, I believe, is the one responsible for bringing my husband, Carlucci, and Rummy in. All of these were in Princeton's cap and gown fraternity. My Uncle Ben had been in that club. Princeton is and was the mecca for Jewish Zionist intelligence agents over here. All of the movie moguls started out in Princeton. The psychological operations crowd from the Nazis came to Princeton, and they spread out from there. This group includes Oppenheimer, Albert Einstein, and others. I began to connect dots. These are young men on scholarship. They don't have parents. They're poor. They have no careers. So they are really dependent on the political military hoops and people to promote them. And Alan Dulles pretty much oversaw their initial getting into political spheres of power. When people go through initiations in the Masons, the shellbacks, the ceremonies that are really sort of gross, they bond the boys. They're drunk, and it's a memorable experience. It gave Lehman the courage to do what he did at Tailhook, with all the Marines looking on. You know, it's we won't tell. Or if someone tells, they are disappeared or neutralized or ruined. So they're afraid, but it's also exciting. And they have affairs. They are doing homosexual pedophilia swinging and are all part of the group and nobody talks. All the Marines. It's a very small group that has been working together for a long time. Sort of like the Delta Team 1 in Italy with a boss and so forth. And General Steiner was involved. Jeff Rentz. But this group was preceded by another group and a group before that. This is nothing new. Griggs. Yes, the Dulles group. Paperclip was a huge operation. My grandfather Bird was a high-level intelligence person during World War II. He was a doctor. He spoke German. He was a brilliant obstetrician. So I know a lot of what was going on and is going on in Norfolk, Virginia since World War I up through the 1980s. And I found out that the same thing goes on in other ports. And organized crime is totally involved in it, naturally. There were German individuals, SS, who came into this country after World War II. I know because my grandfather was involved with that as a naval intelligence officer and doctor during World War II. Hundreds of thousands came over. I knew George's family were German. I realized what he was talking about was institutionalized. It is structural and vital to the system. MacSog, M-A-C-S-O-G, is a code word for sending out platoons to kill people in Vietnam. SOG is Special Operations Group. If you know anything about the German High Command, they are connected with the Opus Dei. They are kind of a business group that works within the Vatican. Skull and bones induction methods are now used in the army. This goes back to the German thing. Not everyone does it, but the ones that do it are the rising stars, and they get right to the top. It's training and doctrine command. It's NATO. It's SHAPE, or Supreme Headquarters Allied Powers Europe, started by President Eisenhower. It's a totally independent corporation. Its main function is to sell weapons and launder money. It's all being done by army people who are now joint. The word joint is used to describe the people who came over illegally to escape Nazi Germany. They are cowards and bullies. I know there's a big Mason connection. in the warfare weapons selling group because the head admiral in Norway is running the drug lord out of his prison. He is a friend of George's. He has a house near where they have one of their underground bunkers. I know they are doing weapons shipments out of Norway. Vietnam was really important because a lot of mind control experiments were done on boys who went over there. Joint mob military partnership operations were conducted in Korea and Vietnam at the highest levels of the Marine Corps and the Army and the Special Operations Forces. The individuals are all actually in the Brooklyn, New Jersey mob. My husband, General Al Gray, General Sheehan, Henry Kissinger, Caspar Weinberger, are part of a group of Zionists who came over from Germany. They do a lot of money laundering in the banks, cash transactions in the banks for the drugs they are bringing over. The military people are all involved once they retire. They go into drug and secondary weapons sales. It's all about the funny money. You see, the organized crime, the Meyer Lansky, the Jewish Kabbalist group, who don't believe in God, believe they have to get rid of all the good people. And they get brownie points in their little cult for doing that. They really do this. They are killing good people on purpose. And all Jews are automatically in the Israeli military.
Wow. I've never heard such shocking testimony to such sweet music in the background. Eric, I mean, this forms part of your lifeline project for the victims of gang stalking. Any comments on the testimony and the lifeline project at this stage?
Well, yeah, this project, as we started to delve into it last time earlier this month, Andy, and it's a right now I've got about 65 tracks, and it's going to be a, I'm not sure how it's going to be completed. I'm still working on it, but yeah, the information that's presented in this interview, and this is just part of what she presents in the interviews that she did that I mentioned that are on my website and transcribed, is phenomenal. I mean, what she's doing is she's exposing the secret government, the government mafia. Her husband was a real life Jason Bourne, robotized, mind controlled, homosexualized at a young age through government programs by Alan Dulles, head of the CIA at that time, 1953 to 1961, I believe. She knew these people, and her husband was her husband's circle. And her husband was a trained assassin, killer, wet ops guy who went berserk and tried to kill her. And when she complained about the topless go-go dancers at the staff party of the Marines, you know, then they put her down as a troublemaker and started targeting her with their programs. So we know that this comes right out of, you know, the military and the Marines. This was happening back in the mid-90s. This sort of thing I'm going through now. And many, many other distinguished people, I think, around the world, millions, are going through this torture, terrorism, domestic terrorism program, which is what is being addressed in this project. But she says they're all cowards and bullies. Oppenheimer, the guy who was attributed with, you know, inventing the atomic bomb, is part of their circle. Einstein at Princeton, part of their homosexual swinging pedophilia circle. I mean, this is rotten to the core. And so if you understand, if you can realize why our leaders have reprobate minds, well, look at how they are. Look at what they do. She says they're Kabbalists. They're existentialists. They don't believe in God. They get brownie points in their cult for killing good people. I mean, my God, these people are about as evil as you can possibly imagine. And the Kabbalist Jews, of course, are Satanists. So, by the way, Preston James of Veterans Today, who has a PhD and has been writing on these things forever, says he and others who are insiders verify what she says. She throws out the names. She's naming names. These are criminals. These are criminals that are leading us. And they have been leading us for a long time. And we need to take out this Masonic mafia military nexus, which is running drugs and weapons for profit to keep their own power. This is satanic. This is deeply satanic is what she's talking about. And she's a Christian woman who stayed with her husband because she wanted to save him. And meanwhile, you know, he's beating her up, and when he's in his drunken berserk stupors, and he, you know, just about killing her, she was saved by appealing to one of the very, very senior journalists, White House journalists in America, whose name will come to me in a second, but she's no longer with us. But for 50 years, she was a White House correspondent. And so that lady took her in and saved her life. And then I think these, I don't know if she's alive or not today, Andy, but I know she's been through the mill with the targeting, as we'll hear her testimony later. But I think this is a, you know, this is a, these are revelations that need to be widely, shared.
Yes, I was just trying to see if I could find the White House. Oh, here it is. Was it Sarah McLendon?
Yes, Sarah McLendon. And by the way, you know, when she says earlier, all they're all dot, 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 of course, what she was going to say is Jews. So the people that are running this country are Jewish, and they're coming from Germany. And what she's talking about is two migration episodes that happened in the 1930s, when Hitler chased out a lot of the Jewish intellectuals from the Frankfurt School, like Herbert Marcuse and Eric Fromm and Kurt Lewin and these people who then came to England and America, had an enormous impact on the Tavistock Institute in England and in the Stanford Research Institute and many, many Tavistock spinoffs in America. These people are cultural Marxists. In other words, they were on board with the communist revolution. They said, well, that didn't work, so let's do it slowly. Let's have the long march through the cultural institutions. Let's make America so rotten it reeks, it stinks. Well, look, this is what they've done. And then the next wave was the Nazis themselves, who came over after World War II in Operation Paperclip. And not just hundreds. Her father, her grandfather, was involved in this in World War II, at the end of World War II. She says there are hundreds of thousands of Germans who were imported into this country. And, of course, they kept their mind control experiments going from Auschwitz and these other places, which is the real story of the concentration camps, Joseph Mengele and those sorts of things, and changed our country. So two waves. The communist Jews came in the 30s and the Nazi Jews came in the 40s. So we've been kind of taken over. And of course, the German disease she mentions is homosexuality, which becomes then a political weapon in their hands. And she very much ties it into the history of what happened with the Third Reich, and what brought them down really was this enormous corruption. So it's a phenomenal piece, and I recommend everybody go to my website if they would like to. Maybe you could link that article, and they can listen to these interviews of Kay Griggs and see her and hear her. She's a wonderful Christian woman who really wanted to save her depraved murderer husband.
And that's on the Gangstalking Mind Control Cults.com website, I take it, Eric.
Yes, and I think I sent you the link. It's called Kay Griggs, Ex-Military Wife Interviews, U.S. Military is a Mind Control Operation Run by Sexual Deviants, Homosexuals, Bisexuals, and Pedophiles. It's the title, and it's on my website with all these interviews that Kay Griggs did, including the ones that she did with Reverend Strawcutter in 1998 and the ones she did with Jeff Rentz and Bradford Smith. What's his first name? Daryl Bradford Smith in 2005. So this is a historical record, and she has a master's in history, and brilliant woman, and a Christian woman.
Yes, and the only thing that I would raise here, because of course there are people in the alternative media now, there's a great big following of things National Socialist, and indeed, for example, Michael Walsh, a friend of mine, he's put books together on that, and books like Life in the Reich that was banned by Amazon. It's got all these pictures, and people seem to be very, very happy, certainly in the 30s, under the National Socialist regime, and they seem to be prospering, and when you look at the different images, of course, then we had the war coming along. Do you have any, when you you know, reflect the 30s under Hitler, with the horrors of Weimar Germany, with all the sexual deviancy and child prostitution, you know, people just trying to survive. Do you have any sort of positive thoughts on the regime under Hitler? Was there a period of time that you thought it was good, or was there something, in your opinion, that was wrong about it from its very genesis?
Well, you know, Anthony C. Sutton, this historian at Stanford, wrote these books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. And this is kind of a revisionist, or I would say corrected history. What we saw in the 30s, I believe, was even while we had a tremendous depression going in America, Wall Street was funneling enormous amounts of money to the Third Reich and to Germany in order so that Hitler could rebuild the German war machine so that we could have World War II. And so, in other words, you have this long-term Zionist plan for, you know, destruction of this country and that country. Germany was certainly targeted for destruction during World War I and World War II by the Zionist power structure that runs Wall Street and the Bank of, and the City of London, et cetera. And I think Hitler was conjured. There's a book called The Conjuration of Hitler, or How Hitler Was Conjured, basically by British and American financiers. So again, they want to stage these horrific world wars. They wanted to take out Germany as a competitor in Europe, and it was the strong man in Europe, and they wanted to control it. Tex Mars does a good job talking about this as well. But yeah, I think Germany was a culture that they wanted to target and destroy. And what better way to do it than with two world wars? You know, they hated the Christian aspect of it, and the culture of was just too productive and too strong for the power elite.
Well, certainly they got their Balfour Declaration in the First World War, and they finished it off with the recognition of the State of Israel immediately after the Second World War, so that would certainly tally in with those dates. Now, Eric, where would you like to go next? We've got further Kay Griggs testimony, and then we've also got a track to play. What would you like to play first?
Well, let's hear the music track. Like, this is what we did last time. We had narrations at the beginning and the end, and we had music in the middle. Let's have a musical track. This is my rewrite of a classic 60s song, something like Let's Get Together, Try to Love Each Other Right Now. It's a very idealistic song from the 60s, and I brought it up to date with our theme of gang stalking.
Excellent. And this is the track, folks. It's called Let's Gang Stalk Together. Here we go.
Love is just a song we once sang, but today it just don't pay. I can make 40 bucks an hour, harassing targets all day. I got my cell phone and my truck, and I go and do just what they say. Come on, stalkers, now, let's spy on our neighbors. Police have got our back, so let's gang stalk each other right now. Saw an ad on the internet, said help us fight the terrorists. After taking just a weekend course, I'm a counter-terror specialist. Our targets are just unlucky folks on the terrorism watch list. Come on, stalkers, now, let's psych out our neighbors. The FBI's got our back, so let's slow kill each other right now. Being nasty's never been this much fun. We bullied TIs with street theater. We perform our skits and then we run and make our targets even crazier. Seems our work is never done, winning souls for our dark leader. Come on, stalkers, now, let's take out our neighbors. FBI AI's got our back, so let's slow kill each other right now. From a 2017 Gangstalker recruitment video from Highlandville, Missouri. Quote, the Collective, a professional government law enforcement agency operating in 47 countries with over 130,000 highly trained law enforcement agents, an annual budget of over $270 billion. A salary starting at $45 per hour, USA Europe, for an SO, or surveillance operative. Handlers, or SO management, can make up to $140 per hour, USA Europe. The targets are criminals working outside of standard international law. Cutting-edge technology, Generation 7, directed electromagnetic pulse generators, HARM, H-A-R-M, high amplitude radio media, biocommunications network. Quote, from one of the recruits, I was recruited while in a Dollar Tree store in Wilmington, Massachusetts. A man came up to me and handed me a flyer with the work offer saying I could earn over $40 an hour doing private security work. On Saturday, they showed us the DMPG, or Directed Electromagnetic Pulse Generator, equipment. They talked about the history of the DMPG over its 15 years of use from Generation 1 to Generation 7, which was released in 2017. They showed us how to set up the Gen 6 and Gen 7 DMPGs, how the viewfinder works, and how to set target lock. They explained how to connect DMPG to the phone app. So come on, stalkers, now let's bully our neighbors. Uncle Scam has got our back, so let's soft kill those TIs right now. Right now. Right now.
Wow. And Eric, I mean, that song, and I'll correct the title, it was Let's Gang Stalk Each Other, okay, folks? And the testimony I was reading that I mentioned earlier that you put up regarding Dr. Lorraine Day, she made an interesting point about how she was part of a group of doctors that visited the former Soviet Union. And when she got there, she was shocked at the conditions because they were going to be working with Soviet doctors and exchanging ideas and what have you. And the situation that was there is people used to whisper to each other in apartments because the public was basically tasked with reporting anybody who said anything that the state didn't like. And of course, what we have today throughout the West is this encouragement of people to dox people who might say something politically incorrect. And so essentially, you've now got a situation where you've got gang stalkers who don't actually even realize that they're gang stalking because they seem to believe that what they're doing is right and the government have told them to do it and the people that they're doing it to are bad, and so they're actually doing something good when it's in essence they're just doing the gang stalking without the payment. But of course, you touched on the sort of levels of payment people can get for this gang stalking project, and the whole thing is truly horrific, isn't it, Eric?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, as Mark M. Rich said in his book, The Hidden Evil, The Financial Elite's Covert War Against the Civilian Population, this really is a very cleverly disguised program of torture and murder. But many of the people who are recruited to do it, now that would include ex-CIA, ex-FBI, ex-intelligence, ex-military, special operations forces guys who head up, you know, thousands of these private security firms and private intelligence firms. But also, you know, millions of street level stalkers, you know, who are listening to their phone and going and performing the street theater skits to do psychological attacks against the targets. I think what we're looking at now is an orchestrated civil war coming from the top. And the people who are actually doing the stalking and the street theater are often taken, they're really low life types, you know, from criminal backgrounds, but they can also pull in, you know, dupes who are thinking that they're helping the country get those terrorists, you know, That's the cover story, of course. But listen to what the ad said. It showed up on the internet, so we can't be 1,000% sure that it's all accurate. But the ad said that there was a group called the Collective. Now, what group do we know operates as a collective? Well, Jews operate as a collective. It operates in 47 countries. Well, NATO only has 29. So here, this is something supranational. This is global. And it operates with 130,000 highly trained agents, it said. And the funding is $270 billion a year, it says. Okay, that's a real chunk of change. That's more than the DHS makes, even the Department of Homeland Security, which is one of the really mammoth programs now in the U.S. government. And as a cabinet-level post, all of a sudden, post 9/11. But that's an extraordinary amount of money. And it talks about surveillance officers making $45 an hour and surveillance officer management making $140 an hour. And then it says, you know, the big lie, our targets are criminals operating above international law. Well, that's the lie. They're the criminals operating above international law. The Illuminati always, of course, accuses others of doing what they're doing. So the targets aren't criminals at all. The targets are normal people who are perceived as a threat to the global government, who, of course, are these people, the collective people. And then it talks about the actual weapons that they use, which are directed energy weapons, sometimes called non-lethal weapons. They talk about the directed electromagnetic pulse generators, generations 6 and 7, and then HARM, high amplitude radio media. These things exist, and now they're in the hands of private groups who are targeting citizens through walls and taking them out, torturing them, harassing them. It's a nightmarish scenario, and yet it's going on, and it's officially denied. So it's the whole thing is set up so that if you complain about this sort of thing, the police will not take your they're bound by the same system, so they're not going to take your they'll try to get you locked up as crazy. Oh, you're hearing voices in your head, which, of course, we've had that technology since the 60s and before through virtual telepathy and microwave hearing and radio frequencies, etc. Oh, you're being followed. Well, then you must be crazy. So we look at our diagnostic and statistical manual 5. And the psych, which, of course, the CIA had their people helping write this, and so, oh, you must be crazy, so we're going to have to give you these meds, or we're going to have to institutionalize you. So it's a very, very well thought out communist system. There's a communist revolution going on in America right now. We've had a Jew coup. We have a Jew coup going against President Trump right now. It's completely run by Jews. Adam Schiff and the people who are doing this and the Democrats are Jews. The people over in Ukraine who are associated with this are Jews. Rick Wiles talks about this on TrueNews.com in the last few episodes. Meanwhile, we've got Michael Bloomberg jumping in on the Democratic ticket for the presidential election, the powerful billionaire Jewish from New York, and he'll probably be our next president. So we are run by Jews, of course, you can't say that. Or you're in bad trouble. You get stalked, you know, for saying that sort of thing. But we have a new civil war. We have these exotic weapons being used. Enormous amounts of money are being used to take out the opponents of this, I would say, Jewish New World Order, which is their Jewish utopia plan, Tikkun Olam, that Tex Mars so often talked about. Tikkun Olam is a Hebrew word meaning reinvent the world, fix the world. And this is the Jewish utopia, the Jewish universal empire. So we have to see communism as the technique that the Jews have developed under Marx, et cetera, and the Rothschilds funded this, to take down all goy nations, to destroy them. And Zionism is the flip side of that, which is to build up Israel as the Jewish superstate, which will take over the world in their plans. Now, I'm here to say we're not on board with this, and of course you are too. We think it's a bad plan. we're going to keep exposing it because these people ultimately are Satan's kids, as Jesus Christ said himself in John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and his lusts he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and a liar and the father of lies. you know, it talks about a generation of vipers, a race of serpents, et cetera. This is what we're dealing with. They actually, I believe, are already hived into Satan's hive mind. And their plan through mind control, I believe, is to hive the rest of us in as well, to Satan's Antichrist world. And this is what they're shooting for. And so those of us who are not on board with, you know, bringing, ushering in this Antichrist hell on earth, it'll be hell for Goyim. Maybe the Jews perceive it as being hell, heaven for them, because they will genocide and enslave anybody, or genocide anybody who won't be their slaves, and they will enslave the rest of us. This is all in their own written statements. So we need to wake up and stand up. And stand up for our rights, stand up for our civilization, which is Christian civilization, and realize that the threat has never been greater than it is right now.
Absolutely. And if you're ready, what we'll do, Eric, is we'll play the next part of the Kay Griggs testimony. Do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is Kay Griggs' testimony.
Kay Griggs holds BS and MA degrees in history, is a political insider, and a descendant of James Madison. She was the wife of Colonel George Griggs, U.S. Marine Corps Special Ops Assassin, for 11 years. The following is excerpted from interviews she gave in 1998 and 2005. They are psychologically and financially trying to destroy me because I'm telling the truth. I was being handled psychologically. On the 4th of March, 1996, my home was broken into. They tried threatening me and so forth. Each time I was totally traumatized. They were sabotaging my car. They were doing psychological operations in my home. And this is being done to other women and military wives and men who don't go along with the program. They poison people. They would mind jag me, having fun with me psychologically. This is why I got flagged. I stopped the topless go-go dancers in the officers' club dining hall. General Al Gray had me marked as a troublemaker. When the psyching, or gang stalking, was beginning, I had white blouses in my closets, but they would break in and paint black dots on them. Later, they would break in and put lots of batteries in a drawer. Then they broke in and put about 12 screwdrivers on the table. I called the police after a number of little break-ins. The policeman they sent was a short guy with a short haircut named Shorty Satterwhite. And he said, "Mrs. Griggs, you are just traumatized. You're making this up." And now I found out he was a 20-year Marine. He's still reserve. So I called Torrance, the head of the FBI. He sends out Dan McNally, another 20-year Marine. Things were done to me, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. Some of the guys laughed and said, "We just practiced on the wives." Some of the things done to me were not only sadistic, but cruel. One night, the SEALs were caught in my neighborhood. The windows in my car were smashed two or three times. I had tires flattened. They laugh about it. Ha, ha, ha. Sarah McClendon, the senior White House correspondent, told me she had to call me from another house because every time she called here, a man came to the phone and said this was a military base and the Griggs don't live here anymore. Kay Griggs holds up and shows the Intelligence and Electronic Warfare Operations Field Manual, 1983, of the U.S. Army. This book is all about what happened to me. Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps. This shows how arrogant they are about subversion and deception. Deep operations and deep cover. Deception is so important to them. Reading from the manual. An important part of electronic warfare is deception and knowing everything about the person who is designated as a target. Human beings are called targets. Women, wives like me are called targets. And are being targeted by the military. So they'll have a team trying to find out everything about me and my family, my grandparents, my friends, etc., to try to discredit me. And of course, everybody who is flagged, who is a target, is subject to electronic jamming. being hit by electromagnetic radiation. And if they transgress that line where they upset someone in high command, just like in Germany, they all of a sudden move from being a person to being a target, from being a human being to being a target, therefore the enemy, which is also what happened in Germany. The Justice Department is involved in this. There are rogues in the Justice Department who think they are handling people by using cruelty, tricks, psychological games. The Psychological Operations Group came in through some of the Germans. It was institutionalized before, during, and after World War II, when the entire German command, the SS, were given money by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Army. In fact, Nazi General Reinhard Gehlen, head of the German intelligence, the Gehlen Organization, himself was in Virginia for a whole year with his six guys, and lots of people went up to Fort Hunt to see him. So the psychological operations games that the Soviets and the Germans used were institutionalized in our American Army and Joint Command. It wasn't just the CIA, that's just wrong. We've got to stop the growth of this stuff. It's a growth industry and it's growing exponentially. They're intending to destroy America. The frightening thing is that this is exactly the same pattern that happened in Nazi Germany.
There you go, folks. And again, shocking testimony, very important testimony from Kay Griggs. And she's certainly someone that I would like to have on the show. I've not been able to get hold of her. So it's wonderful that Erica's done such great work to keep her testimony alive in such an effective way. So, Eric, I'll just hand over to you for anything that you'd like to add to that. And I think on the occasion of Thanksgiving, you do have something we didn't know that we'd fit in, but I want to fit it in even if the show overruns, and that is your Voices of Hope and Inspiration, because of course it's been a very shocking show today.
Yeah, Kay Griggs grew up in the Norfolk, Virginia area, which is a major, major military facility area and a port, and so she would be exposed to and have grown up with this culture. So, you know, her actual naming of names and her description of a system which has run amok with the mob, with what she calls the Brooklyn, New Jersey mob, which is run by Jews and the Masons, is very, very important testimony, because I think this is the secret government. This is the power behind the powers. And they're obviously, you know, into human trafficking. They're into this odious targeting system. They make money off of us. Testing weapons, et cetera, child trafficking, sex slavery, you name it. I mean, this is a rotten, 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 rotten group that must be exposed. These people deserve the death sentence. The people that she named deserve the death sentence. We cannot be led by people like this. This is totally unacceptable. And of course, I think her expose is timely now, although these people, many of them, are not in power. But that's the system that is in power. And we as Americans and as people of the world, because this is going global, this whole system is going global, including this punishment system for anybody who speaks the truth, which we're calling gang stalking. This has gone global. There are millions of people that are targeted. We have to stand up and take back our civilization. So, yeah, let's hear the voices of hope and inspiration, because we need a little hope and inspiration after all that levity and truth.
We certainly do. And again, folks, you know, this information's so important. We don't sugarcoat things here. There's no point. Time is too critical. We're in perilous times, as many of you are aware. And that's why it's important to get this information out while we still can. But at the same time, there is hope. And here is Eric's Voices of Hope and Inspiration.
Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, and third President of the United States, stated, "Truth will do well enough if left to shift for herself. She seldom has received much aid from the power of great men, to whom she is rarely known and seldom welcome. She has no need of force to procure entrance into the minds of men. Error, indeed, has often prevailed, by the assistance of power or force. Truth is the proper and sufficient antagonist to error. It is error alone which needs the support of government. Truth can stand by itself. The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. The hand of force may destroy, but cannot disjoin them. Patrick Henry, another founding father of America and the first governor of Virginia, stated, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be, secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." The eternal difference between right and wrong does not fluctuate. It is immutable. Should I keep back my opinions at such a time through fear of giving offense, I should consider myself as guilty of treason toward my country and of an act of disloyalty toward the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be next week or next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed? When a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means by which the God of nature hath placed us in power. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. William James stated, "Dissent is the only thing that rescues democracy from a quiet death behind closed doors." And Edward R. Murrow stated, "A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves." And finally, from John chapter 4, verse 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world."
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Eric. We've got a couple of minutes still within the allocated hour, so if you need to go over, feel free to do so, but I'll hand over to you to close out the show.
Yeah, well, thank you, Andy, and it's always great to continue our conversation. Things are getting heated up. I think things are getting scarier and scarier. I've been reading through the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, and they say our constitution is very simple. The goyim are the sheep, and we are the wolves. And then later on in the protocols of Zion, it says it repeats that, just in case you missed the point. The goyim are sheep, and we are the wolves. Well, we the sheep, or whatever you want to call us, the majority, the non-Jews, are going to have to stand up to the wolves. And we saw in the first organization piece by Kay Griggs how they managed to take a young man, George Griggs, who was Kay Griggs' husband, and through the Dulles system, who was the CIA chief 1953 to 1961, to recruit him into Princeton. And then actually they sent his parents off to California so that he would not have the support of his family. And then they put him in this homosexual enclave run by Jews, including Einstein and Oppenheimer and guys like that at Princeton. And once they had him homosexually recruited and corrupted and of a reprobate mind, then he then became putty in their hands to become this wet operations special ops assassin. So they have a very sophisticated system for taking countries down. We know that, as it says in the book, The Synagogue of the Satan. This is why Jews have been kicked out of, 109 countries in the last 2,000 years. They always form a nation within a nation, which, and the goal is always to subvert and overturn and destroy the host nation. Well, you know, I'm sorry, I can't get on board with that program. I'm very, very, I'm 70 years old now. I've watched these things from a personal point of view as well. Jews can be very charming. Just like a snake can be very charming. But the goal is the world we have now, Andy, is there are so many plainclothes operatives, spies in our midst. You don't know who's real, who you can trust. Chances are they're a spy. Chances are they're in a chain of command. They're fulfilling, they're getting paid to do something. So our very, very relationships have been now polluted and corrupted. Almost, if you're a TI, in my case, certainly beyond redemption. I mean, there's no, I can just about assume that the people that are in my life are swarming me, and then they're there for a purpose. This is one-on-one war. This is war against an individual by the society. So the TI then is surrounded by an army that is in plain clothes, who are following orders. This is nightmarish. This is hell on earth. And the people behind this program must be exposed. The people who are operating it. And if that's the U.S. military and the CIA, so be it. Those heads need to roll, because this is, government is, in our founding documents, it says the government is designed to provide for the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of the citizens. The citizens own the government and not the other way around. After World War II, our government took the lead and decided that they were going to turn the tables and bring about world government. And whether we liked it or not, and they've had the secret government, the government mafia, bringing this about through social engineering, through these targeting programs. They can target anybody. They can target anybody who's not on board with their agenda. And part of that agenda, of course, is to take white people down and make a multicultural society. And this has been the agenda since the late 60s, according to some articles that I've read. And this is the government mafia. We need to expose and defeat the government mafia, the secret government, and bring back constitutional government. We have our documents and our laws are fine. We just need to get the leadership out that has perverted and corrupted and is taking our country over the cliff as we speak, I believe.
Thank you so much, Eric. Fantastic show, as always. Fantastic information. I look forward to you joining me very soon. I want to thank all of you for listening again. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I will be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye for now.
This has been the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on Eurofolk Radio. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You can support Andy's work by going to his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, where his book, The Synagogue of Satan, is available in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.